Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network coming to you live and in color every week as we look and we really look at what is available. Since I went there, I'll stay there. What is available when I notice my trigger, be with what is, and trust that it provides me access to my vision fulfilled? So that's the question that we're actually inquiring into these days, today specifically. And as we acknowledge Cinco de Mayo, we're actually going to be dedicating this conversation tonight around the conversation of Yvonne Marie Bryant. And we'll get into that in a second. My thoughts are all over the place. Attended her going home service this past Friday, and it was a miraculous service. I mean, it was just I clearly felt her presence. I was clearly present to who she was. Learned some things about her, and really had an opportunity to experience her. Aspects of her that I didn't know. But let's start as we traditionally do inside of the conversation of the Declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There's nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent, one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, and altering the conversation of who we are in the media, and empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7, 1991. May 5th, 2013. New York City, north, south, east, west, above, below, within. Moment of silence, please. Thank you. And so with that, I really want to say that this tribute to Yvonne Marie Bryant, The declaration is she is a reflection of the declaration, and the declaration is a reflection of her. And just really very 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 powerfully got that. And of course, it's an opportunity for you all to really speak a little bit about her and what she did for you, and so on and so forth. In terms of touching your lives, because she's a quite impactful person, and it was evident at the event, her homecoming service, with the amount of people that were there, with the amount of tears that were shed, and just the joy, because we had some songstress that were just incredible. I mean, there were so many things. So we've got some time. I'll talk a little bit about different things, and I want to hear from you all. So if you're out there, press one, and we can get you on, and we can begin some of the conversations. Meantime, her service was on Friday, May 3rd, and it started at about 10:30 in the morning, and it was at the First Baptist Church of Lincoln Gardens in Somerset, New Jersey, and I want to start out by saying how great she looked, because I got to tell you, she looked great. She, you know, I haven't seen her in, got to be 15, maybe even 20 years, and she looks just like I remember. You know, that great smile, you know, she just looked great. And they had a gorgeous picture of her on the handout for the service. You know, it was just a great picture. Just a great picture. And that smile, that warm smile that only Yvonne has. I mean, it was just incredible. It just really was exciting to see how they had captured her. Even before they began to talk about her. So, and of course, you know, let me kind of go back and say a little bit about how I know her and what that's been like. So I met Yvonne back in the early 90s, and I was part of a group called the People of African Descent Empowerment Group. And We were inside of the structure of Landmark Education, and we were doing some things consistent with having people be trained, having black people be trained in the technology of the International Black Summit. And so it was inside of that conversation that we started PDEG, and we started, it's actually funny. There's a program called IFLP, which is an Introduction to Forum Leaders program, and it's called IFL now, and they've changed the name over the years. But we went to the enrollment manager, this is Byron Johnson, myself, we went to the enrollment manager and said, why aren't there more black people in this program? This is a leadership program, and her response to me, and to this day tickled me, she said, because you haven't put them there. So, you know, touche on her part. You know, it's like, okay, good. So we got clear that if black people are going to be in these training programs and these development programs, that we were going to be the ones to do it. And so we took that on. And Yvonne was part of the New Jersey team that took that on. So we had been in existence for a couple of years. And they had, New Jersey was kind of replicating that process. So they were also putting themselves in areas of getting trained. And Yvonne was a seminar leader. I believe she also led Self-Expression Leadership, which is a program that came a little later on. But she put herself in the Seminar Directors Program, as did her cousin, Joyce. And I think Joyce is on the line. Yeah, I see Joyce is on the line. And so what they were doing inside of this conversation were getting themselves trained and developed. And, you know, what you want to know about Yvonne is that Yvonne was dynamic, eloquent, and I got to tell you, was always dressed to the nines, okay, to the T. You know, as my neighbor, who who not so long passed away as well. She was as clean as the Board of Health, okay? So that's who she was, and she was, but you know, there was something else. It wasn't just that. She was always graceful and eloquent and you know, the kind of person that you wanted to have a conversation with. She was warm and open and empowering. That was the thing. That was the thing. That was part of our name. People of African Descent Empowerment Group, and Yvonne was the epitome of that. So she was definitely empowering, and so I just wanted to say that about her. That in the conversation, she was definitely that. Now, if you'd like to speak, press 1, and we'll open up your mic, and you can also share some of the things that you know or your experiences of Von Marie Bryant. And so she was part of that conversation. And looks like we've got a couple of people. Pressing 1. 773-420, go ahead. You're live on the air. Did you want to say anything or add some comments about Von Marie Bryant?
Yes. Lynn,
okay,
how are you?
Good.
It's Jakaisha.
Hey, Jakaisha. All right, you're on the air.
Okay. Yes, I'm happy for this time to share about Yvonne and be together as the International Black Summit community. And just, you know, listening to you share about her, you know, just having memories come back to me. I joined the Summit family back in 1993, and I remember Yvonne, you know, participating a lot at that time. And so right now I just have this just soft image of her. I always felt she was very graceful and soft and just a warm person, you know, just always giving welcome. You know, I always felt welcomed by her. And just glad that I could come here and be in her presence again. And I also wanted to kind of share, we did some training in New York with Brother Somay around ancestralization.
Okay.
And this is just, you know, reminding me the opportunity of the fact that we can help cross over our ancestors. And when they were in the workshop, they talked about this time as to transitioning of one is happening, how the community from this plane can be with the community through their transition, and how it's actually part of our responsibility of being community is to be present and participate in the crossing over. And for me, this reminds me of that and giving the opportunity to that. So I just wanted to say that. I'll probably come back in again, but just wanted to thank you and our talk show for being here so that we can come together like this. Back to you, Glenn.
You're very welcome. Thank you, Shakesha. Yeah, I hadn't even gotten to the part where Yvonne had joined the facilitator body, but Yvonne was a facilitator in the International Black Summit and traveled to several of the trips abroad. I know that she was in Kenya. I believe she went to Ghana as well, and could be South Africa, but I'll let Joyce, her cousin, really verify the actual places that she participated in. But Yvonne was part of. So one of the things that occurred is inside of this PDEG conversation, there's an opportunity to widen that scope and become part of a national conversation, which was the International Black Summit, which it is still is about developing and training ourselves inside of being leaders and leadership. And so that those are the kinds of things that that we've been working on, and Yvonne have put herself inside of that conversation to develop herself as well. So there's another caller. Caller 212-831. Go ahead. You're live on the air.
Hi, this is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
From New York. Hi. So I want to thank you for making a point of acknowledging Yvonne. I don't have a personal experience of her, but Glenn, you sent out an email letting us know that this show was going to be dedicated to her, and part of what you wrote was that she was part of the team that made it responsible, made it possible for a lot of the participants in the New Orleans summit, which was my first summit. So I was like, yay! You know, thank you so much, Yvonne, for being on that team, making sure, because there were a lot of people in that room. I think it was like 400 or 500 people in the room. It just seemed like a lot.
Yeah.
And also acknowledging that she is a she was part of the facilitator body. And many years ago, you know, I think right now we have about 30 or 40 people in the facilitator body, but years ago we used to have at least up to 80 people. And there were so many of us. I'm a facilitator now. I wasn't facilitated then when she was one, but there were so many of them. I'm just so happy that there's a place that you're acknowledging her and her participation. I think it's very, very important. And the last thing is to say, since I didn't have a sense of who she was, I was taken by what Glenn said earlier, that she had that beautiful smile. So I was rummaging over the internet to try to see if I could find something about her, and I see that the Star Ledger has an acknowledgement of her life, and provided by the funeral director and the family. So there is information on her online, so people can see that beautiful smile that she has. And that's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. I also made a copy of the service, the cover, and have a picture of her great smile on there as well on the National Black Summit Talk Show Facebook page.
Okay, great.
Facebook group, I should say. It's actually not a page, a group. And so she is there as well. But she just did so much for so many. You know. I actually have, I could probably read her eulogy just so folks could get a sense of who she was and what she's accomplished. And then I'm going to talk a little bit about the service. But any of you out there that would like to jump in and share any special moments, please do, because... For me, Yvonne was a very special and very gifted person, and it really, their eulogy captures it, but what really captured it was it was kind of like the eulogy, but it was really the scriptural presentation on her behalf. And I really, you know, I really got who she was powerfully, and I'll do my best to try and recreate or capture that for folks, because the theme of it was, let me see if I can get this. Now, one of you guys that were there, you might have to correct me on this one. It went something like, Who is the woman? No, how did it go? What kind of woman was she? I think that was the quote that was used. What kind of woman was she that would have and do all these things? And minister, the reverend, kept asking that question. Who, you know, just very powerful, just very powerful. And so you really got to be with who this woman was, you know, and what she did. So I'm going to read her what was printed about her, but certainly it just doesn't capture the essence of who she is, but it speaks to the essence of who she is. She's so much more. Yvonne Marie Bryant was born on September 17, 1943, in Washington, Pennsylvania, daughter of the late Edward Bryant Sr. and Lucy Jones Bryant, and has lived in Linden for over 45 years, Linden, New Jersey, that is. She was an active member of First Baptist Church of Lincoln Gardens in Somerset, New Jersey, since 1984. And now this is important here, where she co-founded the Love Force AIDS Ministry. So she took it on and actually created an AIDS ministry inside of her church, because she saw that that was the thing that was needed. And she took it on, and she was accountable for it, and she really made it happen. And she also, she co-founded the Love Force AIDS Ministry and the mentoring program as well. So she had there was a mentoring program at the church that she was also part of, and you know, it really speaks to her leadership, to who she was, but she was. The one thing that I haven't said about her is her power. She's a powerful, businesswoman. You know, you don't mess around. She was about getting it done. And when you listen to some of all of the things that she was up to, you were clear that she had a full life at the age of 69. So anyway, let me continue. And again, if you'd like to buzz in when I'm done, just press 1 on your phone, and I'll see the hand go up, and then I can open up your mic. Okay, so she also participated in the AIDS Walkathon Bible Study and Debt-Free Class, which she received a certification in various church-sponsored activities. She experienced a distinguished career of, get this, y'all, 40 years with the federal government and Social Security Administration, through which she received numerous promotions and awards. She retired in 2004 from the position of district manager. Let me say that again. She got to the level of district manager in Social Security Administration in Hoboken and Jersey City, where she had worked for over 14 years. So this was not, you know, this was a go-getter. This was somebody who, as I said, would take charge and make it happen. While district manager in Hudson County, she served as chairperson of the Planning Council of Hudson County HIV/AIDS. She was president of the board of the Visiting Home Health Service, Hudson County, and chairperson of the board of directors of the United Way for Hudson County. Okay? Y'all getting all this? So, she was district manager, she was chairperson of the Planning Council for AIDS, she was president of the Board of Visiting Home Health Services, and the chairperson of Board of Directors for United Way, okay? So, you begin to get the power of this woman and what she was up to and who she was as someone to make things happen. Okay. Yvonne deeply believed in making a difference and continued to be involved in the community and church throughout volunteer activities. So in addition to all of that, she was still doing other stuff. So you get a sense, she was busy, okay? She was busy making things happen, you know, having a difference, all of that. After she enriched her skills by becoming a certified life coach, a certified workshop leader, and earned a mentoring supervisor certificate from Fordham University. Now get this. She created a mentoring program at St. Anthony's High School in Jersey City and volunteered as a program director. So she created a mentoring program in church. Then she created another mentoring program at St. Anthony. And, oh, by the way, the young people from St. Anthony were there, as well as some of the other mentors and the teachers, okay? So the place was packed with people from St. Anthony that she had touched, okay? The mentoring program, now get this, listen up on this one. The mentoring program won an award from Fordham University as Outstanding New Mentoring Program in 2008. She started in 2004, and in 2008, they were recognizing her for her outstanding work in creating this mentoring program. She won a community service award from the Rotary Club of Jersey City as well. No surprise there, right? Yvonne was currently conducting a mentoring program, coaching and training, consulting practice based on her many years of professional and volunteering experience in organizations such as Landmark Education, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, the Hyacinth AIDS Foundation, and, of course, the International Black Summit. Yvonne, who loved butterflies. Now, this I didn't know about her. Because I'm, those of you who know me, I'm kind of like a nature freak. I love all of that outdoor stuff. So that's something that we never did get a chance to speak on. But Yvonne loved butterflies and was truly gifted and talented person who treated everyone she met with compassion. She will be greatly missed by her family and many friends. Yvonne Marie Bryant departed this life on Friday, April 26, 2013, at her home at the age of 69. And she was preceded by her brother, Wellesley Fatman Bryant, and sister Linda Bryant. She leaves to cherish fond memories her son, Gregory Bryant of Linden, two brothers, Edward Bryant Jr., who I met, and his wife, Brenda Lee, of Ewing Township, New Jersey, and Fred Handy Bryant of Linden, New Jersey, devoted niece, Devonna Kelland, a nephew, Jason Bryant, cousins raised by her. Oh, I'm going to get this name. You guys are going to shoot me on this one. Dewana Turner and Robert Jones, and a host of cousins and other relatives and friends. Anyway, so you begin to get a sense of who Yvonne was and what she was up to.
Wow.
And you begin to get her contribution and her service. Anybody else like to jump in and press one and certainly bring you on and let you speak about what's going on? (732-776) Go ahead, you're live on the air.
This is Conrad. Good evening, everyone.
Hey, Conrad.
I think the term that the preacher said a woman of matter? I'm not quite sure, but what she did was she took from the scriptures a story about a woman who poured, and someone correct me if I'm a little off on this, that she poured this expensive oil on Jesus. And so she talked about that, from my memory, about how people were like, well, why would you pour such an expensive oil on, this person, you know? And she connected, a preacher connected, like she was a woman of matter, you know, like of service, of caring. Does that ring a bell, Glenn?
Yeah, so the woman, what woman of manner is this?
Right, is this, that's it. That's it. And the preacher, and I don't know if I'm calling her right, preacher or reverend or whatever, she preached in a way, and I don't even want to characterize it as preaching because it really was another level above preaching, because she eloquently connected the stuff that was in Yvonne's obituary, her experience, the things she's done in her life, and she connected it to the sermon. And it was, I've never ever experienced anything so phenomenal, so touching, so plain, so, I mean, it didn't get bogged down by, you know, scriptures and churchy kind of stuff. She really made it very simple, and how this great woman touched many, many people's lives. And so I was left extremely uplifted from that experience, and it just brought me back to what came up for me out of that experience of hearing that is that I think that Yvonne's middle name or one of her names should have been Grace, because that's what showed up for me every time I was in her presence. And what's so great is that in her presence, in spirit, at her homecoming service, that's exactly what was present, was Grace. I'm finished.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Because it really was a reflection. I almost want to say that it was like a challenge for us who are living to mimic the work that she has done. Because it was like, what manner of woman is this that could have, and she went through and accomplished this and accomplished that. And all of it was about service. All of it was about taking care of other people, standing up for the rights of the weak. You know, quite frankly, the only thing was missing was the cape. You know, because that's really who she was being. She was being a superwoman. You know, she took it on. You know, and the thing that I was present to is that she made it look easy. You know, that grace that Conrad talks about. It looked easy. It looked, you know, it just looked flawless. She literally looked like a butterfly floating through the air. That was the kind of presence that she was. Because it wasn't, you know, sometimes you've got people who are go-getters that, you know, leave you in a whirlwind. So it was light and lofty and just, you know, you almost didn't know that you were touched. I mean, it was that kind of effect. And, you know, really a really honor and a privilege to be in her presence and to find out about what manner of woman is this that did all these things, you know. And the thing about the scripture that Conrad spoke to is that in the scripture, you know, the text left you with what manner of woman would appear from nowhere, nameless, with this expensive oil that surely could have been used for other things, but she used it to bathe Jesus in. And even his apostles were upset with this expensive oil being used on him, and his response was, let this woman be. So when you look at that nameless, because we don't even know the name of that person in the scriptures, is what the reverend was saying. She just came in and performed this service. And when you look at Yvonne's life, that's how she's been. She just came in and performed the service and, you know, wasn't looking to create a name for herself. She that was just who she is. You know, that's how she operated. That's how she carried herself. You know, it's just what manner of woman is this? And that was the theme of the conversation. And I want you to know that was the theme of, for me, in terms of looking at myself, of, you know, what am I doing with my life? You know, it had me like look at that internally to say, you know, who am I being? You know, am I generating all that I can generate with the talents? Because clearly this woman was. And this looks like Pearly or Bill Davis. Hold on a second. Go ahead. Your mic is open. 919-771. Hi, Pearly.
Hi, Glenn. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Doing well, thank you.
Good.
Well, I just want to say thank you for the opportunity to, you know, have people share about Yvonne. And, you know, I'm inspired by all of her accomplishments. There are a lot of things that I didn't know about her, and that's great to hear, because, you know, I always knew that she was, you know, up to great things and making a difference in people's lives. But I was, you know, introduced to Yvonne in the New Jersey Center in Landmark Education when I did the forum back in 1993, and Yvonne was leading the Self-Expression Leadership Program then. And, you know, most of my, I'd say, interactions with her really came through the People of African Descent Empowerment Group. And, you know, in 1994 is when we actually, you know, started that whole project of creating, you know, PDEG in New Jersey. And there were several people that took that project on, and Yvonne was one of those people.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing about Yvonne is that, you know, Yvonne and Joyce Jones at the time actually were the only two that had participated in the International Black Summit. And they shared about that, you know, and created a lot of excitement amongst the other people. And Joyce took on a project to create having folks attend. But, you know, it was really out of their speaking that we had 32 people from New Jersey attend the New Orleans Summit in 1994.
That was the number. I wasn't sure how many it was.
Yeah,
32. You guys want to hear this? 32 people out of two people sharing, 32 people in New Jersey showed up. And correct me if I'm mistaken, but that was the biggest turnout of any New Jersey group of people that I can remember.
Well, New York was bigger the following year, but that, you know, we went from 2 people to 32 people. That was a very significant, you know, number. And, you know, it was out of that sharing that really had people, you know, be enrolled and not just, I mean, it really changed the face of the New Jersey Center. You know, we really enrolled people in being leaders and, you know, and putting folks through the leadership programs. And, you know, we did a lot of work around the community and all of that kind of stuff. So it was the speaking of those two people, and Yvonne was one of those two people that really, you know, paved the way for the accomplishments that then, you know, came out of the People of African Descent Empowerment Group of New Jersey. The other thing that I, you know, as I was looking over the history, remembered that, you know, when we created our bold statement, was one of our, you know, mission statements, if you want to call it, that Yvonne was one of the people, it was 3 people, Yvonne, Una, and Bill, that actually took all the input from the group, and they generated and created that bold statement, which we used and lived from. So that was, another one of her contributions to the group. But, you know, she was really a very powerful person. And my last memory of her, you know, I'm living here in Raleigh now, but a couple of years ago in 2011, Padaic, New Jersey had a reunion, which is something that Melvin Allen created. And Yvonne came to one of the events. She was at the dinner that we had at Delta's, and I had a chance to talk to her then and be with her, and that's when she told me that she'd retired, and she looked great, and, you know, it was just a joy to see her. And, you know, so as I look back now, I'm just really grateful for having that opportunity to see her, you know, one more time.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. That's awesome. Yeah, Yvonne touched a lot of lives. You know, the room was packed, and I know about 10 or 12 people that would have liked to attend it. Didn't myself, so you know, it's really that kind of conversation and that kind of thing that's occurring. There's another person on the line, 908-531. Go ahead, you're live on the air.
Hello, Glenn. This is Ernest. How you doing?
Hey, Ernest. How you doing? Welcome to the
really
show.
Really great. Thank you. And I just wanted to echo with what Pearl said, and, you know, I was just moved by the service. I was moved by the people that showed up from her mentor community, how well they spoke of her life. And the young people know that their lives would never be the same out of, you know, just watching the young people speak about an adult. It's, you know, normally you don't see that. You know, they'll talk about, you know, things that's going on in their lives, but they don't really honor someone's contribution like they honor to God. You know, I participated in Landmark, which was one Earhart Associates in 87, and I got it by Melvin Allen. And I've been friends with Melvin since 87, and Melvin was a complete stranger when I first met him. He kind of was shopping at a radio shack in South Plainfield, New Jersey, and he introduced himself, and I saw something that was different about him. And now that I look back at Don, I could see the contribution that she was to his life. That, you know, these people were pioneers. They were, if you came in a nanosecond of where they were, like where they were, you would already be inspired. You would be curious about what are they doing that has them operate the way that they operate. And, you know, now I'm like, wow, you know, it's no accident that Melvin's sister, and, you know, I didn't know Melvin's sister when I first participated, but now when I hear the accomplishment of Melvin's sister back in the 80s, like 81. But 6 years later, you know, these people were there just to be able to reach out to people that they didn't even know. And that's one of the things that the people of African Civic Empowerment Group did in New Jersey. We was out there, we were like really pioneers going out there looking for leaders. Like, and if people didn't know there was a leader, by the time they got through with us, they knew that they had leadership capabilities and that they had a team of people to support them. And so I guess that all Yvonne, like in her, inside of her commitment as a self-expressive leadership program leader, she took on community projects. And I didn't even know that she was taking on community projects in that sense, because I didn't know anything about the self-expressive leadership program until later. But I loved this program. I just loved it because they were people that were going out in the community making a difference. And I was hearing about Yvonne's project that she was taking on in her life that had me be inspired to be a self-expression and leadership program leader. And I still participated in the self-expression leadership program as of today, and that's 26 years later. I'm operating as a production supervisor, but I love being around that conversation because those people, you know, have projects and they continue and they grow. And I hear Bob's projects, and when I was in that service, I guess I couldn't
contain myself by being moved to tears by listening to all of the things that she accomplished in her life. And just like Glenn and Conrad said, it was like, you wouldn't know that that was Yvonne because she was like nameless. You didn't know her name. You just knew her presence. I knew her because I had an intimate relationship, but she was not loud. She was never looking for attention. It's like, but you know she was there, you know, and that's, was a perfect passage that the pastor, you know, eulogized in her service, that she was someone that people always would remember because of her grace, her demeanor, and people said, like, they never saw her get angry. I never seen Yvonne get angry, and it's like, you know, she was just that peaceful warrior that was a stand. She was, you know, she wasn't going to back down on her commitment. She was a stand for whatever she was up to. And my life is not the same because of the life of Yvonne Bryant. I could say a lot more about her, but I never was experienced being in the presence of, like you say, kings and queens. Like, you, she was a queen of the African-American community inside of New Jersey Center. And she walked that way. She carried herself that way. And people stepped up to her level of commitment. She would not let you speak down about yourself, not in her presence.
Oh, that's true. Very true. What manner of woman is this? I love that. It was just so befitting of her, and who she was, and as you said, and the work that she's done. And I think, well, I can only speak for myself, but I know that I was touched by the many things that I didn't know about her. And I knew some great things about her, but there were many things that got revealed. At that service. Now, there's somebody that is doing some work in the kitchen, or some hand pots and things. So if you put yourself on mute, please, because I've got all the mics that are open. So I want to keep you all open so that if you want to jump in and say anything, jump back in. So all the mics are still open. And got another caller, 773-420. Go ahead.
Yes, Glenn, this is Chakasha.
Okay.
And as I'm listening to everyone speak, you know, learning more about Yvonne, and I so experience everything that people shared. Like I said, I came into the summit in 93, so, you know, I would see her and interact with her, but I didn't know a lot of things. But as you guys are describing her and sharing about her, that was my feeling about her. Especially the thing when someone was saying about grace. When I was in her presence, I was always feeling that grace. And like you were saying, very powerful, but very graceful, you know. And like you said, it's like a butterfly landing on you, you know. You know they're there, but you're comfortable with them being there. And the other thing was, as you were sharing about all the things she was doing around the AIDS work. You know, we're in 2003, and now we talk about AIDS like we talk about the flu. But back in the 80s and stuff, people were not boldly speaking out in terms of AIDS. You know, it was like a conversation we weren't even willing to have. And to hear of all of the groundbreaking work she was doing and her compassionate way of being about it, I'm sure was happening back in that time when, you know, you weren't hearing it on the news. You weren't hearing of all of these AIDS groups, you know. So it just once again points to, you know, her love, her compassion, and her getting things done, you know, because it's easy to join the parade when there's 9,000 in it. But when you're the one walking down the street with the sign and, you know, you don't have that many people joining you, it really speaks to who she was. So just really happy to hear some more things about her and glad people are on to share all these aspects of her. And the last thing I wanted to say was someone once said, if you want to get something done, talk to a busy person. And they actually pointed to the fact that when God and Jesus was doing things, they were always stopping busy people, you know. Noah was working in his with his carpentry. Paul was on his way to Maya's or somewhere. But everybody was busy. They weren't just sitting under a tree. So I can just really get, you know, her busyness was about her living life and giving to life. So back to you, Glenn.
Yeah, great. Thank you. We spoke about the associate pastor who actually managed the service, but the one that spoke the eulogy was Reverend Deborah Stapleton, and she's an associate pastor at First Baptist Church of Lincoln Gardens. And she's the one that spoke of what manner of woman is this. And gravitating. The conversation just, you know, caught up in the conversation. And it really was who Yvonne was. The other person I want to acknowledge is Dina Allen Beebe. And oh my goodness, did she bring the house down? We had the other soloist was one of the students at the mentorship program, Tina Allen Stevie, my goodness, you know, one of the things before she sang and she brought the house down. She talked about that Yvonne would stop work and take her into the city so she could perform Of course, this is in Linden, New Jersey, so it's a trek. But she would take off from work so to make sure to support Miss Stevie to be able to sing in, I'm not sure where exactly, in New York, probably it sounds like the Apollo or places like that, because, I mean, she had that kind of a voice. And then she sang this song that just with vigor and energy. And the song, you know, I got to tell you, I hadn't heard that song before, but the song was about us taking life on. You know, it really was that. And so, you know, it was about, for us who were left, you know, what were we going to do with our life? And which so was in tune with what manner of woman is this? So, I mean, I tell you, it's just when I left that service and left the emotions of her homecoming, I was left with a great woman who is no longer with us that has created a gap for me to step into for my life. First, that I should live to be 69 and that I would have accomplished all of the things that she was able to accomplish. My version of that, not to replicate necessarily what she had done, but for me to live my life fully. So
Clint,
that's what I was left with. Yeah, go ahead.
Can I come in again?
Yeah.
I just, you know, I have to say that as I listen to all of your sharing of Yvonne, and just as you came into the show, you talked about asking the question, how come there are not, you know, a lot more people in this program talking about the landmark, and the answer given to you because you haven't put them in here. And
mm-hmm.
It sounds like to me, you know, Yvonne asked that question of herself and then answered it, you know, from what
mm-hmm.
you described. You know,
mm-hmm.
she goes, how come we don't have this program? Okay, let me do what I need to do to make sure this happens. And she took
mm-hmm.
it on, even if it took getting more education or putting us up to get more training, whatever it took to get it started, she asked the question and answered it and took it on. That's what I'm getting from as I listen to each of you share.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of woman she was. It's like, okay, we need this, let's do it.
Yeah. Yeah. She I would describe her as definitely as a go-getter, as somebody that went out and got it done.
Mm.
Sit back and complain and, you know, criticize, and no, that wasn't her. She was like, you know, give me the shovel. Let's start digging this ditch.
Mm.
You know, if it needs to be done, let's do it. You know, I mean, that's really the presence of who she is and what happened here? Oh. To do something here really quick. I'm going to bring Joyce, go ahead.
Hi, Glenn. I just want to let you know I appreciate your tribute to Yvonne. And I just want to say, first of all, my cuz, because that's what you always call me. How you doing, cuz? And she left a legacy. And it, like, as I listen, I'm just, like, so moved. And I just wanted to share parts of Yvonne that you may not know about and what we did. First of all, she was responsible for me enrolling into the Landmark Forum. And she took me to an introduction, and I kept putting it off doing it because I was too busy. And as you well know, as you look at her accomplishments, she never gave up. she was always there asking me, and finally I took myself in. And really, really appreciate her for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's number one. And it's probably, no doubt in my mind, one of the most transformational programs that I have participated in over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And then secondly, when I was in Landmark going to a seminar leaders meeting, I bumped into Oren on an elevator, and he shared about the summit. And I knew we'd be there. So Yvonne and I drove to Highland Park to participate in the first summit, which was in 1992. And I remember we almost didn't go. And for whatever reason, something happened, and we were able to attend our first summit. And it was at that summit we actually, I think it was the following year, declared ourselves part of the facilitator's body.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really grateful for that. And then I wanted to just say one of the things that we stand for in the summit is really about bringing into being your vision you have for your community and for the world. And I say that is demonstrated in who Yvonne was. And the thing that I remember the most, out of all her accomplishments, we shared one day, and she was sharing how she has found her passion, because each one of her contributions, she brought her passion to that, and it was an expression of who she was in the world. But she loved that mentoring program. She said, "Joyce, I have found my passion, and I want to live it for the rest of my life." So as I hear all the acknowledgments, the contributions, I just wanted to let everyone know the contribution she was for me in having me enroll into the Landmark Forum and as well attend my first summit, and how I deeply appreciate what she created and generated, and her stand for me being great. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. Yeah, and I'm also present to her grace. You know, the butterfly is a graceful, I'm not going to say being, but it also brings a sense of serenity. And in this moment, that's what I'm experiencing. So again, Glenn and the summit, thank you for this opportunity to share about Yvonne, the difference she made, and the contribution she was to not just my life, but to my family's. Really appreciate it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Yes. Yep. This is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network, and we're coming to you live every week from 8 to 9, and we have a variety of topics and conversations, and but tonight is our tribute to Yvonne Marie Bryant, who is one of our own. We claim her powerfully, powerfully in that conversation. Henrietta, if you want to jump in, anything, your mic is open. One of the things that I want to say about a butterfly that always amazed me, and it's, you know, it's interesting that we both have an affinity for butterflies, but a butterfly is so delicate and so gentle, and, you know, I've caught butterflies and let them go in my garden. And sometimes when you hold, you know, how I catch them, I hold the wings together. And their color actually come off on your fingers. They're so delicate. But the thing that I'm so amazed about a butterfly is that, you know, some of you may be familiar with a monarch butterfly. the monarch butterfly is the one that's commonly orange and black, and looks kind of like almost like the colors of a tiger. But the monarch butterfly actually flies across the Atlantic. And I was shocked when I heard that. So this very delicate, very, you know, seemingly, you know, not strong creature is a very powerful creature that can fly across the Atlantic. And I don't know if any of you are boaters, but if you just go out boating for an hour or two on the water in the Atlantic, it can be challenging. So just imagine a butterfly making that trip across from North America to England or in other parts of Europe. So the butterfly is a very deceivingly, well, for me, let me speak for myself, wouldn't think that it would be as powerful as it is, but yet it's powerful enough to fly across the Atlantic. So just kind of throw my little nature stuff in there to just kind of give you a perspective of butterflies. And so for me, Yvonne was that butterfly. You know, it's no surprise to me that she enjoyed butterflies. She was one for me, you know, just beautiful and graceful and delicate, but yet strong enough to fly across the Atlantic on their own. So just wanted to share that with you. Anyone else? Anything else that you'd like to say about Yvonne and experience of Yvonne and, you know, that smile that Yvonne was, the smile and grace? You know, one of the things that they talked about, and I think the Reverend Stapleton said it, and that was one of the things that struck me as well. She did not change that hairstyle. Yvonne had that hairstyle for as far back as I can remember, and she looked great in it. So why she didn't need to change it? She looked great then. She looked great now. You know, so that was one of the interesting things about that I wanted to share about Yvonne. That makes me smile. When I look into her eyes and picture of her, just feel warm. You know, feel the warmth of that individual, and that she's not. You know, she is alive in our memory. She may not be in her physical form, but she lives inside of us, inside of our memories, inside of our heart, inside of the commitment and the passion that she is and she was and the legacies that she created. Now we get to honor her spirit inside of that conversation. And so I know that that she's made a transition, and for us who are left in our physical bodies, it's an opportunity for us to be present to her as Acacia spoke about earlier, inside of us being present to her transition, side of what she's up to, what Yvonne is up to, where she lives now. So, just touch, 69 years old, and quite a legacy, quite a legacy, quite a legacy. So, anybody else out there? Like to say, your mics are still open. If you'd like to share anything else? We've got about 15 minutes or so left. And want to use that opportunity. Again, thank the First Baptist Church of Lincoln Gardens for just a great, great memory, a great acknowledgement of the work that was done, and really representing her. You know, she was represented at that service, that homecoming service. September 17th, 1943, April 26th, 2013. Moment of silence for our newly ancestors. Thank you, Yvonne Marie Bryant, for all the memories, all the love, all the passion shared for so many. Love you, miss you, honor your spirit, and we'll continue to work in our community to build leadership, build economies, funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our body, human services, certainly establishing nurturing relationships. For you, all that. Much, much more. A wonderful legacy. Just a wonderful legacy. So, moved by who she was and she, who her spirit still continues to be as it lives on. Yes, indeed. What manner of woman is this? Some huge respect for us. I haven't heard from my partner, Henrietta. You out there? Might be on mute. Yeah, it looks like you are on mute. Go ahead. Hear from her later. We have another caller, 662-902. Go ahead, you're live on the air.
Hi, this is Claudette.
Hey.
I've been listening to the show, and I just wanted to say I really appreciate everything you said, everything everybody said about Yvonne, you know, I ditto it, and I really appreciate you sharing the eulogy and sharing the service, even though I didn't have a chance to go, but I really appreciate it, and that you had the show to honor her and her contribution. So I just wanted to say that.
You're very welcome, my dear. Very, very welcome. You know, it's not often that we get to just acknowledge our body to, you know, and just to really acknowledge the dedication for the folks that have been part of this conversation, that grew up in this conversation, that contributed to this conversation and have built from the conversation. And the thing is that sometimes it looks like they've gone away from the conversation, but the truth is that they're still deeply inside the conversation. They're just doing it differently than inside of the International Black Summit. It's all about us being champions of our spirit and moving our community forward. And, you know, loving what we do, loving doing it passionately, powerfully. And, you know, Yvonne is really, really one of those folks. So thank you. Good to hear from you as well.
Well, thanks.
Very welcome. So we've got a couple minutes left. Anybody else like to jump in and share any thoughts, any moments of Yvonne Marie Bryant? We wrap up this conversation. You know, I'm going to read something that was on the back of a program, and it was kind of the what the family felt was kind of her poem in her memory, and it reads, "You wonder why I went away, and I didn't say goodbye. I couldn't bear to tell you, for it hurts me when you cry. My ship came in early this morning, and it was beautiful to see. The captain was King Jesus, and he softly beckoned me. I ran across the leeway and fell down at his feet. He took me gently in his arms. My rest is now complete." So, we get it. I get it. The rest is now complete. Yvonne Marie Bryant. Oh, I didn't read this part. Underneath her name it says, "May the work that I have done speak for me."
Mm.
Really get that. "May the work that I have done speak for me." Yes, it has. Yes, it has. Yes, it has. Yes, it has. Without a doubt, created that legacy. So we've got a few minutes left. Give you another opportunity to speak around our dearly departed here, Yvonne Marie Bryant. And again, I just want to thank the First Baptist Church of Lincoln Gardens for just a wonderful representation of who Yvonne Marie Bryant was and her contributions and what she's up
to. Well,
oh, anything else?
Ernest.
Oh, yeah, go ahead, Ernest.
I know Pearlie spoke about the bold statement that Yvonne supported New Jersey Bidaic in creating, and I wanted to just share the purpose because it speaks to like what Yvonne was up to, and I could hear her inside of the purpose. It says to fuel the human spirit through creativity, relatedness, and peace, to launch leaders, nurture families and children, generate economic independence and collaboration, promote education, development, and good health. This purpose has its being in love, integrity, fun, and the absence of struggle and effort.
Wow. Could you read that one more time for us, Ernest? Because wow. That's perfect. That's really perfect. Please, one more time.
I'm moved by the purpose to fuel the human spirit through creativity, relatedness, and peace, to launch leaders, nurture families and children, generate economic independence and collaboration, promote education, development, and good health. This purpose has its being in love, integrity, fun, and the absence of struggle and effort.
Wow. That's like that butterfly everything, flying.
That's right. Everything Yvonne did was just without effort.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Wow. That's perfect. That's very good. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah. Sharing that. That is just really who she is. What manner of woman is this? Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, anybody else? Like to share anything that comes to mind about this wonderful woman, this giant of a being? Well, I'm going to end the call in this, and actually, I'm going to end the call how I began the call beside the declaration. I don't know, it just seems like the place to look from or come from or be. Because Vaughn was the declaration and the purpose of the International Black Summit. I'm going to read both. Declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There's nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th, 1991. May 5th, 2013. North, south, east, west. A moment of silence for our newly departed sister, Yvonne Marie Bryant. She joins the ancestors. Thank you. The purpose of the International Black Summit is to provide an opportunity for participants to bring into being their vision for the black community and the world. our loving sister Yvonne Bryant was that. Fully. Absolutely. Every ounce of energy and every bone in her body. She was inside of her vision. Bringing that vision forth. So with that, I honor, salute you, my sister. I thank you for the many contributions. Me personally, and to the many people that you've touched. Thank you for that lovely smile, that ease and grace that you bring to the party. And know that you live on in our memory and in our hearts. And be with you for however long we have that opportunity. Each moment was precious, valuable, uplifting, certainly empowering. So thank you, my sister, for the many, many, many lives that have been touched. You have 69 years life. Will continue to be touched as you move forward in the different space. So, anybody else? Well, I thank you for being on the call. At work, and we love you, and we're going to be having some other conversations next week around. We're going to have the host team, Ottawa, talk about the upcoming annual event. So stay tuned. And that will end for tonight. Love you. Thank you. Appreciate you all.
Thank you, Glenn.
Thank you, Glenn.
You're welcome. Good night.
Good night.
God bless you.
Good night.
Much love. God bless you all.